Hey baby, it's just me. How are you feeling? I'm so sorry that you have a migraine. I know they're absolutely miserable. Well, I'm here. I'm gonna help you get through it, okay? I made sure the room was really dark. I drew all the blinds and drew the curtains closed tightly. I also made sure the room was really cool. And I changed the bed sheets and the blankets so they're fresh and clean, crisp and cool to the touch of your skin. Did you take your medicine and drink some water? Okay, babe. Let's get you out of those clothes and put on something cool and loose against you, okay? Here, I'll help you with it. Just gently over your head. I got it. Okay, there we go. Yeah. Just sit down for a second. I'm gonna sit next to you and just gently rub your back. This will pass. You will get through this. It's miserable, and I know it hurts really badly. But you're gonna get through this, okay? I promise. What can I do for you? Is your neck really bothering you? I know it gets super tense when you have a migraine. And even afterward, you have the residual effect. Would it help if I massaged it for you, just lightly? Okay. I have a new oil for you. It has some blue chamomile in it and some peppermint. It's going to be warming on the skin, but also cooling. And the aroma should help clear your head and calm your mind. I'm just going to take a little bit of it here and warm it between my palms. Now I'm just going to gently press each hand onto the side of your neck. Just gently pressing into your skin. Now I'm just ever so slightly going to start massaging circular motions with the pads of my fingers. Moving my hands to the back of your neck, up a little bit into the base of your skull, and then back over to the side, and just kind of keep making that rotation, massaging and loosening the tension that you're holding in your neck. How does that feel? Okay, good. While I'm doing that, I want you to check in and see if you're holding any kind of tension in your body. Think about your face, your forehead, your eyebrows. Are you frowning or furrowing your eyebrows, or do you have them raised up high? Try to create a soft, neutral forehead. Extend that down your temples and across your cheeks, around your eyes, down through your jaw, right by your ear, and radiating all the way back to your chin. Are you clenching your jaw, gritting your teeth? If you are, try slightly opening your mouth and just relax that. Reset the jaw. If you're finding that you're subconsciously clenching your jaw or teeth, you could take the tip of your tongue and just gently place it against the roof of your mouth. That helps to create a nice neutral base for your jaw. We harbor a lot of stress and tension in our face. So if you can, be mindful of that in your face, and that may help you prevent a buildup of stress in other parts of your body, like your neck and back. Think about your mouth, your lips. Are you frowning? Are you pursing your lips? If so, imagine a nice, calm smile brushing across your lips. And just check in with your face and make sure that you're doing as best you can to keep it neutral and soft. I know it's hard when you have such an incredible migraine working on you. Don't beat yourself up. Just do the best that you can. I'm still massaging your neck, firmly but gently, working all that stress and tension out. I want you to think about your breathing. Don't take real deep breaths, but you don't want shallow, uneven breath either. Let's just go for regular, even breathing. In through your nose, holding it for a beat, and then exhaling. Very good. As you breathe in, think about taking in positivity and healing energy into you. Visualize it filtering in through your body, going up to your head, dissipating that migraine, rushing throughout the rest of your body, down your limbs and your torso, going to all the places where you're holding tension and stress, where you have any aches or pains. And as you exhale, think about expelling all that negativity out of your body, only leaving room on the inhalation for more positive healing energy. That's really good, baby. And again, just do the best that you can. You're hurting. This isn't a time to beat yourself up. You're just doing what you can to feel better, okay? And I'm here with you. As I massage your neck, I'm going to start moving down onto the top of your back, taking my thumbs in both hands on either side of your neck. I'm going to start fanning that muscle, fanning outward, massaging the tension and knots from the top of your back, and moving out over to your shoulders and beyond, channeling that out of your body. And I just keep making that curve from the center, either side of the spine, by your neck, with my thumbs and fingers, and just sweeping it across the upper back and out through your shoulder blades, the ends of your shoulders and beyond. Check in with your face. Are you feeling neutral and calm? Your breath even and regular? Good. I'm going to massage the tops of your shoulders now, then down over the top of your arm. We hold a lot of stress in that area. So again, firmly but gently, massaging your body. Making little circles across your skin as stress and tension is worked away from you. I'm going to reach over now and actually massage the front of you, the collarbone area, and the very tops of your ribs, where some of your intercostal muscles are. It's very easy to hold a lot of tension there, and that can actually pull your neck and top of your back out of alignment. But because it's sensitive there, I'm just going to gently brush the pads of my fingers from the center of your sternum on either side of your body, and then sweep it out across your collarbone, out to the ends of your shoulders, and again, channeling it beyond your body, moving that stress away from you. My touch here is light. You may even feel tingles on your skin. Just promoting your muscles to relax as you continue with your even, regular breathing, keeping a neutral, soft face. Very good, baby. I'm gonna gently now move up to under your chin and ever so softly run my fingers, the tips of my fingers from your chin down onto your chest, across your neck, the front of your neck. And then again, fanning it out across your collarbone, out past your shoulders, channeling it away from you. I'm going to move back to your back now, and I'm actually going to start at the base of your back. I'm going to take my hands, my fingers, and I'm going to start moving upwards in gentle arcs up your back on either side of your spine, and fanning out when I hit your shoulder blades and moving to your shoulders and beyond. And then starting again at the base, gently bringing my fingers up and fanning out across your shoulder blades and repeating that action. As I do that movement, each finger massages in a circle, working out the broad muscles of your back. And again, promoting that flow of energy and stress out of your body, leaving room for healing and calm. And as I work on this portion of your back, if it doesn't bother you to move your head, you can breathe in while your head is facing forward. And as you breathe out, you can move your head to the left to look out over your left shoulder. Don't strain and don't force the movement. And you move very, very slowly. Breathe in while you're looking over your left shoulder, and on your exhalation, you're going to come to center. Very good. Breathe in while at center, and on the exhalation, move your head to the right to look out over your right shoulder. Breathe in as you look out over your right shoulder, and on your exhalation, come to center. Only do this movement if moving your head does not make you ill. Sometimes with migraines, it can exacerbate the pain to move your head. Again, this is only about doing what makes you feel better. If you can do that, this may help relieve some of the tension in your neck. Make sure your movements are in touch with your body and how you're feeling, and you're working with the breath as you do it. Movements are slow and even. You can also, while looking forward on the exhalation, bring your head to the left shoulder, your left ear to the left shoulder again, just stretching enough to cause relief in the neck, not strain. On the exhalation, you come to center and just take a couple breaths here to reset your neck and keep it neutral. When you're ready, on the exhalation, you can do the other side, bringing your right shoulder and your right ear together. Again, just enough of a movement to cause release in the neck, not strain. And then again on the exhalation, coming to center and neutral position for the spine and the neck. Check in with your face. How are you feeling? Are you clenching anything or furrowing your brow? How is your breathing? Is it regular? Is it even? Do you want to lay down now? I can get a heating pad for your neck and back to keep the muscles loose. We can also get a cold compress for the base of your skull and for your forehead and over your eyes to help with the migraine. And while you lay there with your compress on in the cold, dark room, I can just gently run my fingers over your arms, over your hands and fingers, just lightly, giving you little tingles and goosebumps, maybe. Gently turning your wrist so I can run my finger over your palms and up the inside of your arm. If it doesn't hurt, I can also gently run my fingers over your face, ever so softly over your forehead, down your temples, over your cheek plate, the bridge of your nose, across your jaw, by your ear, bringing it back over to your chin, your neck, behind your ears, and just lightly, like a whisper, over your chest and collarbone. This movement is less about massage and just more about creating some lymphatic drainage and helping with the pressure in your head and creating nice, soothing sensations while you're feeling so poorly. If you're feeling up to it, we can also put you in the shower. Nice, cool shower with cold water running over your head can sometimes help. Can also massage your scalp firmly but gently, starting at the base of the skull, working up next to your ear and above your ear, to the back of the crown and over the ridge onto the top of your head, the front dipping down into your forehead and back across the sides, and repeating that over and over, promoting blood flow and drainage, helping with the pressure in your head. But again, only if that doesn't exacerbate your migraine. You have to check in and see what feels good for you. Making sure your face is still neutral and soft. Your breathing regular and even. And as you lay here, hear my voice and think about a calming light radiating over your body. And think about it breaking up that migraine. And every time you breathe out, a little bit more of that pain is escaping your body. And if you feel sleep, surrender to it. Calm, deep, healing sleep. knowing that when you wake up, I'll be here, but your migraine will hopefully be gone. So that's right, baby. Just relax and drift off to sleep.